39 days to Melee, the prophecy about the man in the red hat, and prophetic headlines. These things are in our world today, and we're going to be discussing that. And I'm joined by Dr. Malachi O'Brien, and there's a couple prophecies that are not biblical prophecies, that are not people that are normally considered prophets, that have been going viral recently. One of those has been going viral on TikTok and around X, and I'm sure around other platforms as well, but about a weird prophetic web bot type thing where this man named Cliff High actually created this language, this program to search the internet. We'll explain that in a second, but he predicted 39 days till Melee. Then also a Hopi Indian prophecy about a man in a red hat. And our favorite, the Babylon Bee. They are unintentionally prophetic in so many ways. But Dr. Malachi O'Brien, what do you believe about the prophetic?
Well, number one, we have to know that, yes, the prophetic exists. And so I like to try to tell all my Baptist friends that there is such a thing as a spirit of prophecy, okay? But if there can be true prophecy, there can be false prophecy. We know this. We also know that New Testament prophecy is different than Old Testament prophecy. So just because somebody gets it wrong does not mean we go grab stones outside or go to Home Depot so we can go kill somebody, okay? That's not what happens in the age of grace. But people need to know, number one, that prophecies are meant to strengthen our faith. All right. We build our faith on the word of God and the word of God only and the testimony of Jesus, not prophecy. But prophecy ought to increase our faith for the return of the Lord, which he's coming. And there, you know, actually, and I'll give you this, John, everyone needs to know this, because I think everyone, when I say this name, is going to know this name. If I say the name Nostradamus, everyone knows that name. Throughout the centuries, there have been secular people who have had an amazing, uncanny gift. We call it prophecy. To foretell the future in some ways. And so we got to understand that what we're talking about today and the videos they're going to watch, which I hope everybody watches and comments, this is not new. There has been, the Lord has allowed certain individuals throughout history, Christian history, to speak truth about events that were coming in ways that we may not even be able to imagine. Like, even think about this. And then I can't wait for us to watch these videos.
Yeah.
Think about, I think it was Pilate's wife. Had the dream about Jesus there before Jesus stood before her husband. And she tried to convince her husband, this man is innocent. Well, to the best of our knowledge, Pilate's wife was, not a believer. The Lord speaks. That's what I want everyone to know. The Lord speaks. The question is, are we listening? Mm-hmm. And maybe the reason why other people are getting these is they're listening. We're not. And so I hope as we watch these videos, people are listening and maybe they might know some other things that we don't know, but we want to highlight this because this is an unprecedented hour in human history.
Right.
And I think they're going to see that in these videos.
And we want to help bring discernment to the forefront because this is not something that we want to play around with. That our intention for this is to make people aware of this, but we are not calling these the same prophetic utterances that we would found in the book of Isaiah or Jeremiah or even a Kim Clement, you know, like the people that have a noted track record. These are kind of oddities. These are outliers that are out there right now that because they're going viral, we are speaking up about it because we know that charisma is God has called us to there's breaking news from a spiritual perspective. And so we're trying to bring some understanding to that. And we already have a comment here, Cynthia Johnson. This is an interesting and important subject. And we agree. That's why we're here. And we want to be a resource for you. So let's watch this first video. And Malachi, you and I can jump in and just let me know if you want me to pause to talk about any of these things here. So let's play this first one. This one is going viral right now.
So wild. So this man called Cliff High developed a software program over 20 years ago that scanned the entire internet and analyzed thematic patterns and language that people were using all over the world to predict the future. Cliff High believed in our individual subconscious intuition, but he also believed in our interconnected consciousness that we all draw from whether we're aware of it or not. So using a technique that he called predictive linguistics, he wrote a program that was able to analyze all the keywords and phrases and thematic patterns and assigned them an emotional value. It then uses a formula to gauge our emotional tensions and write a report on events that will happen in the future. Now, these predictions all came with a precondition that Cliff called temporal markers. And that's kind of like a precursor event, like a trigger event that has to happen before the prediction will come true. So the prediction will not happen until or unless the temporal marker or the trigger event happens first. So what did this program predict? Way back in 2009, this is crazy, honestly. The software program reported of a battle in our skies that got chaotic and out of hand between military jets and UFOs, and also, interestingly, UFOs against other UFOs. And this would mark the beginning of an era where non-human intelligence became a part of our everyday reality. And this was all to take place roughly 39 days after the trigger event happened, so after that temporal marker event. And that temporal marker event was Donald Trump being interviewed by Joe Rogan, which just happened the other day and is already the biggest podcast of all time. But let me explain why this is so wild. In 2009, when this prediction was made, Joe Rogan was far from being a household name like he is today. His podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, had its very first episode in December 2009. And back then, it was literally just Joe and a couple of his mates on their webcams in their lounge room. He had hosted Fear Factor, and he was the commentator for the UFC back then, but even then, the UFC was way smaller than what it is today. And Donald Trump being the president was not even in the conversation. In 2009, he was just a real estate mogul and the guy from The Apprentice. This kind of prediction back then was so far out of left field that it was hardly given any further thought by Cliff himself. And now, in 2024, President Donald Trump has just been on the Joe Rogan Experience, the biggest podcast in the world. And at the same time, we have so many military whistleblowers, Harvard lawyers, Stanford scientists, all coming out and saying UFOs and non-human intelligence are very real, and that we, the public, need to be made aware of this before it's potentially catastrophically forced upon us. The world is so crazy right now.
Yeah, the world is crazy for sure. And that video is really going viral because of the fact that this was predicted in 2009 that Joe Rogan would interview Donald Trump. And then this craziness in the skies that, you know, that would happen with UFOs fighting jets and UFOs fighting other UFOs. And before we get any further, this book, The Rungs of Disclosure by L.A. Marzulli, talks about this very thing. Now, I wouldn't normally say that there's, you know, this particular prophecy by technology is something to even consider, but it's really fascinating that these are the types of things that are coming up there right now.
But consider this, John, like they've made movies that take into this kind of theory. I may be getting it wrong, but there's the movies that predict that someone's going to commit a crime before they commit a crime. You know, someone who's watching this knows the name of the movie can comment.
Minority Report.
Yeah, Minority Report. Right. I mean, like these ideas that such a technology could exist, was that prophetic? That such a thing could exist? Like,
yeah.
That's number one. That's kind of interests me, that to think that, and then the collective consciousness part that he put in there at the beginning of the video. Now that's not new. Like if you ever see, like if somebody has an idea, over in, you know, East Asia, somebody at the same time in America has the same idea. I mean, I had that happen to me this morning. I literally had this idea, John, that I was going to post something about this last election with Donald Trump, with the three Star Wars, like New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return. And it's been done. I promise you, I hadn't seen it, hadn't done anything. It's collective consciousness. So I do believe in that. But I now catastrophically, should we be fearful? No, Christians should not be fearful.
No,
but we should be aware because the enemy counterfeits things. Yeah. And so we need to be aware, and that stuff can't exist.
Yeah.
Now, aliens, are they true? Or are they not? I've been to Area 51 when I was a kid. My family took me there, went to Area 51.
And they let you leave?
Yes, they did let me leave.
Sorry, you left that one there. I had to.
I left that one hanging. That was a softball. But I've been to Area 51. I've been to the fence, you know. And so, and I think we got to realize that if there are UFOs, I believe they're more demonic But whether they're UFOs or not, it's not the debate. But the reality is supernatural, unexplainable things are happening. And if we believe in the return of Christ, more of these things are going to keep happening.
Absolutely. And we posted this here. How did he know that Donald Trump would interview with Joe Rogan before Joe Rogan even had a podcast? That is one of the most interesting parts of that. And so when we look at, I'll just say it this way, prophetic or predictive things that seem to line up, it then gives a little bit more credence to, the other things that are being said there.
Well,
And
you
so.
think about this. Like, I don't have it like right before me, but there's a book called The Fourth Turning. Okay, and there's writers that have been able to predict that history goes in cycles, and you can start to predict certain of those temporal markers. Now, not to the degree of specificity that they did with Joe Rogan and Donald Trump, but the reality is, wars that come, economic downturns that come, there are patterns that take place that give us a sign of these things. And I believe it's the Spirit of God gives people wisdom, Christians, and even, yes, debatably, non-Christians, to bring some of these things.
Yeah, now before we play this next clip, I actually kind of want to jump to the Babylon Bee guys because that's something that I think we can all relate to because I love the Babylon Bee and that they I did an interview with them almost I mean, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And so even the things that we're talking about here are a little interesting. So,
Before you show that, can I say something to you? Okay,
yeah.
this would be a curveball for you because you show this, you got satire about to happen. How many times have the Simpsons gotten it right?
Very true. Very true.
I'm just putting that out there. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, The Simpsons, that one is very interesting. People are following along with those, and you see those predictions all the time, and it's just fascinating. And so, yeah, this conversation with these guys was pretty funny. So here we go.
Babylon Bee is just known for its amazing satire and really the prophetic. The uncanny prophetic ability that you guys have as well. And I know working here at Charisma Media, we're immersed in the prophetic world, but you look at the Babylon Bee and it's like just give it a couple weeks and everything that's on the site is going to end up coming true.
Yeah, we got a better batting average than you guys do.
I think so. I think so sometimes. What are some of the ones that have actually surprised you before we get started talking about gender?
It's always amazing when you see the prophecies that are fulfilled because they are the most bizarre, that total like when I show because I'll do this I'll do a bit when I give speeches and stuff where I show Babylon Bee article and then like a year later, here's the real news article that fulfilled this prophecy, and it's always I always have to tell the audience like I promise you when we wrote this joke, it felt like satire and like there was no way it would ever come true. There was one like in 2017 we did a joke that 2 + 2 = 4 was going to be declared was declared white supremacist and racist and then it actually happened. I think it was like 2021 there was a math professor that was saying 2 + 2 = 4 has all the hallmarks of white supremacy or something like that. So it is always amazing when you see how exact those things get fulfilled.
One of my favorite ones was one that we did when Kamala Harris was making the rounds of the campaign, and she was coming off as so unlikable. And so we came up with this really, it seemed ludicrous to us. What's the most ludicrous thing these people could do? But the headline was that Kamala Harris starts taking likability lessons from Hillary Clinton. And a few months later, a news headline came out that Kamala Harris's team actually consulted with Hillary Clinton's team about how to make her more likable. And it's just word for word, just what we had put in the headline. It's wild.
And apparently Kamala's team was still coordinating with Hillary's team because they just did the exact same thing that Hillary did. They lost to Donald Trump in the presidential election, and thank God for that. So, Dr. Malachi, what is your thoughts or your takeaways from that? Because you just mentioned the Simpsons, the Babylon Bee is kind of like the Christian satire kings. What is your takeaway from the things that they just said?
Well, one, it's just sad that some of the things they've said have actually been true. Like the whole white supremacist thing that so far fetched out there that it could never be, but becomes true. And that just tells you, in regards to satire, how dark things are getting, if those things can happen. Because satire is meant to have a level of truth to it, but in a way to make you laugh and just consider the truth you maybe never wouldn't consider. But I think the deeper underlying issue is that, there's a prophetic, even inadvertently, a prophetic happening around some of these writers. And even again, I'm just use the Simpsons. Like, they're the ones that had a clip of Donald Trump running for president before he ever ran for president. Like, we got to realize that, and maybe because we've never thought about this and even had this kind of conversation before, that maybe there's other things out there that we should consider as well. So satire, we laugh, but what they're talking about is not a funny matter. But the reality is, prophecy through comedy does happen, and it's gonna. And now I hope people who are watching and listening will have a different set of eyes and ears inside their heart to the things they consume, because maybe the Lord's using not just people, but news, movies, music, other mediums, so to speak, to give to us a prophetic insight and understanding.
Right. Before we play this next clip, I do want to share a quick story about prophetic things and, to different people groups around the world. Now, keep in mind that even in the Bible, there was non-Hebrew people, non-Jewish people that were considered prophets. Balaam was a prophet. He was a pagan prophet, but he was still, in a way, used by God to eventually put a blessing. Even though he was paid to put a curse on the children of Israel, he ended up putting a blessing because the spirit of God wouldn't let him do what he was being paid to do. But he was still a prophetic person. And then you had the false prophets of Baal. So there's a lot of those things in the Bible even. So not every prophet is of the Lord. Well, a personal story here. Actually, a friend of mine that I spent some time as a missionary with, he's from Nagaland, India, and there was a story or a legend among his tribe that whenever they moved from one side of the mountain to the other, that they lost God, they lost the language of God, and so they couldn't speak to him, and they couldn't communicate, and so they had. This legend that one day a light-skinned person would come and bring them God's word again. And so when Baptist missionaries came to Nagaland, India, the people became Christians. They were ready to receive that. So was that a prophetic word? Was that just a legend? So I know in the book that Don Richardson wrote called Eternity in Their Hearts, it is basically breakdowns of all these different people groups around the world that have had similar prophetic words about the gospel coming to them. And so I'm saying this to set up this video that I'm going to play about this prophecy that was given in 1972 by a Hopi spiritual elder, Chief Seattle, claims that the white man's God, Jesus, and the Great Spirit are one and the same. And actually, I found this because Donna Clement, Kim Clement's daughter, posted this on X. And she said, "This is interesting. Note the year 1972. If you watch Codebreakers Live with me on Sundays, you already know the significance of that year." So I didn't watch this last Sunday on Codebreakers. And so if you know what the significance of 1972 is for that, please write in the comments to let us know. But we're going to play this right now. And it is a little bit longer and it's a little bit harder to hear. But please let us know what you think about this. This is fascinating to me. And again, this is a Hopi spiritual elder that is explaining this prophecy from 1972.
I was wondering about who are those people that's going to purify this land? How are they going to do it? So they explained to me, we have a gourd rattle that we still use in our ceremony. And that gourd rattle represents the world. And one side, this figure is on the drawing. And another one is on this side. That'd be a gourd rattle. We still use them. The one old man told me, take a look. Whoever have this symbol in this world, going to shake us up two times. And it just came to me quickly. And I wondered, What nation ever sown something similar to this one? Because they will be very intelligent people. They're going to produce many inventions of all time. They're going to be so powerful that they're going to use that to shake us up real hard. And they're going to almost destroy themselves. But later, out of it, a new generation is going to rise. This time, they will know what to do in the right manner, for the right purpose. Then around it, there's a sun symbol. Those people are very intelligent people that have that symbol. They have produced many things, invented many things. And they become powerful. And they also shake us up second time, with the help of another. These two have shook us up two times real hard, warning us. And they almost destroy themselves. But out of it, a new generation is coming, stronger, much better equipment, everything, powerful things going to be developed by these two people. Then the third one that will finally bring about purification of this land in this continent would be a man with red cap, red hat, or red cloak. Now, we do not know who that nation is or what people, but they say those people will have a large population and they will also have much scientific inventions of all type, very powerful nation going to be. So once he start moving, these others too will join him with all their power and might. The three of them going to come here quickly together and nothing can stop them. This time they're going to come right here. They say even they're going to come here so fast, they come here for breakfast. Now, this is nice, clear day today, calm, everything, nice. Tomorrow morning, maybe we get up at breakfast time, then the whole sky will be darkened. Old man said, I don't know what will cause the darkening of the sky. Then he said the people will be raining from the sky. And in one day, they're going to get control of this whole continent. And they're going to cut us up into four sections. And they're going to look for a leader that still remains, a native leader, still remaining to the spiritual path. And to him, they will gather people here to him. And they will say, now these people, I gave them the religion and the duty to produce things, to invent things, and to become powerful people. When they came here, what have they been doing to you? Now, suppose he was the last chief still remaining in this area. They will ask him, and they will say, well, those people have destroyed my people. They have taken care of and taken everything from my people, land, rivers, and hunting rights, and everything that I use. They just took it away from me against my opposition. Then those that have done that, what we call purification, would be the real wicked people. People who have taken advantage of them in that manner. These figures had no heads on them. That will be their supreme punishment. Because right in daylight, right in public, they're going to weed out those bad people and they're going to chop their heads off, they said. And that is what they said will happen. That's first punishment. Then they say, what about these people here? And he will look at them and said, well, at least they make an attempt to help us. They did try to do something to help us, protect us. And they will pull out all those people. They will know you can't get away. They said they'll have some means of catching you. And they will bring those people. There'll be a lot of those people. Then they will say, look, you have disturb this land, life, these people. You have polluted their rivers and land and everything. Now you go and clean it up. And whoever survives out of that will be able to stay with the leader here. Then they'll say, what about these people? These people have really suffered, been persecuted and laughed at. They've been punished and they've been beat up also because they really stood by me. And they will pull out those people and they will be brought to him and they will be respected. That is what they said will happen at this period by the people that has this symbol and men with red cap and red cloak. They will come from each direction, from sun, where the sun rises, and they will come here quickly, and they will have something to paralyze all man-meant machinery. Everything come to a standstill. All power will go out. All man-meant machinery come to a standstill, and we will be helpless. Then they just come and take it over. And this is what they will happen to by those people that coming from the east direction. Now, if those people are commissioned by the Great Spirit to do that for the Great Spirit, if we can't clean it ourselves here, and if they fail, then the Great Spirit said there are another people coming from west direction. They'll be coming here for a long time. They're just taking this time. Slowly they're coming and building up more power, more people, more invention, and all that, and they just kept coming. If these people doesn't come here to purify this for the Great Spirit, then this one will come. And they said, when that happened, don't get them on the housetop and watch, because those people are coming from the west direction. There'll be millions of people coming up on the west coast like ants crawling up on the land. And they will have no mercy for anyone. They'll be very cruel and severe. They're not going to ask questions. They're just going to whip everything as they come. They're going looking for someone that will hold on to the spiritual path here. They're going to do that. This is what they said is going to happen. But there's two purifiers on both sides are coming to this continent here where we started from. And we came back, we just about to destroy ourselves, mess it up. We can't straighten ourselves up. Then these purifiers will have to do it. This is what they said will happen here. So whoever comes out, then we will meet the Great Spirit. But if not, if no one listens, then these elders, religious men, will go down into the kiva, go through a ceremony, then they go over a prayer to four corners of this earth, to the above and to the below, and said, all right, none of these, my children, my people have listened to me or helped me. Now you take over. That's when the cloud will rise like this. Lightning will strike. Do it three times, all over this land. Like the old people said, if you have light power line in your house now, that power is going to run in and just blow up everything in there. And everything is going to happen when that lightning strikes. And so that's why some of these traditional people don't want power line into their village yet. They don't want to put it in their home. And then they also don't want running water inside of the house, because that's going to be so polluted one of these days. And that's going to be affected in some way when a white man or whoever has the power, like the gold full of ashes, which you now interpret to be a hydrogen bomb or atom bomb or whatever bomb they have now invented, so powerful that once that hit someplace, it's going to pollute everything. So these are the things that are explained clearly, and I can't really go into all that detail, but it brings up to date what we're facing today. I've seen many things happening along this line now that it's being fulfilled. So they told us, go as far as you can to explain some of these to as many people, because there is still a faith by our elders that someday our white brother somewhere or somebody's going to realize it or hear it and understand it, and they're going to search and they're going to find out this is true. They're going to start going around to try and correct this before the purifiers come.
All right. I know there was a lot of things that were happening in there, and I'm looking at the comments here that I've never heard of people raining from the sky. Or people are wondering, is that fallen angels, maybe a fake alien invasion? It could be principalities. You know, there's a lot of this person saying also the Great Tribulation tells all of this. Somebody else saying Matthew 24. That's what I heard about the restrained. And so there's a lot of speculation about this. Dr. Malachi, what do you take away from this?
Okay, so big picture takeaway. Let me just say, first off, I'm not the man in the red coat. I mean, I am, but not in that video.
Not that one.
That video. I just want to make that very clear in case anyone's wondering, okay? Number two, though, the man with the red hat, just think about that. Is that Donald J. Trump? Is that Donald J. Trump, the man with the red hat? Okay, I
This
want people
again,
to.
this was in 1972. So this was
Yeah.
not in, just recently. This was,
100%. And then again, I was looking at those symbols, wondering if one of them was referring to Germany, the other one was referring to maybe Japan. I was just thinking out loud. I'm just looking at those symbols put in there. But then he said the White Brothers would get together and figure it out and talk about it. That's what we're doing right now, John.
Yeah. We are
We're
talking
doing
about it.
that. We are talking about it. We're
Yeah.
trying to figure it out. We're searching it. And so that's the unique thing to me. Now, the overarching thing that it gives me hope for, because it talks about the purifiers coming. I think that this should be helpful for everybody watching this video. What if that is actually talking about revival? What if that's
Okay.
actually referring to the through the purifiers, and maybe that's what Donald Trump is going to do to drain the swamp, to get, I mean, all of the things that must happen because of the darkness in our land against children, against next year, all that stuff, so that, as they refer to the Great Spirit, we refer to the Holy Spirit, the Jesus Christ, to revive our nation. Revival coming, because isn't revival when there is purity again amongst God's people? And so my takeaway is that there is coming a great revival. My co and again, I see that in college campuses across the country happening. Just again, 2 nights ago, 2 nights ago, hear this out, John. 2 nights ago, several thousand students were gathered in Waco, Texas. Okay, I mean, for just a gathering of seven campus mates together seeking the face of God. Revival's marking the next generation. Ever since Asbury, this has been happening. Just 2 nights ago, Waco, Texas. Last week for that, Texas A&M. Week before that, University of Florida. So that's my takeaway. I'm curious yours. I'm actually curious what anybody who's in the comments, what they think. But I hope that people would say, hey, if this is about revival, that's encouraging. I do believe, again, using the language of Donald Trump here for a second, because I was at the watch party 2 nights ago or a day ago. I mean,
Not the
this has
watch
been a
party. You were at the you were
okay. I was,
there.
I'm sorry. I was at the victory party. I was at the
Victory party,
victory
yeah.
party. But he got up and they talked about the great American comeback,
Yeah.
like the golden era. Okay. And I'm just thinking, what if we're on the verge of the great American spiritual comeback?
Amen. That's what we're
And
believing
so
for.
that's what I'm believing God for. And so the scripture tells us too, when we hear these things, test them. Test them. And that's what we do. We test all things, not just the ones that are easy to test. We test all things. And again, I believe that we're going to see more and more of this in the days ahead.
And it's one thing that we always need to do. Keep the Bible as the lens that we view the world through. The Word of God is infallible. The Word of God is the Spirit of God that is the Spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
Yes.
Does this point me back to Jesus is always the question that we need to be asking, whatever the prophetic utterance might be, whether it's from somebody that is a known or respected prophet, a prophetic voice, whether they have the office of a prophet or just the gifting, or if it's somebody like this Hopi spiritual leader or Cliff Hyde, putting together this predictive linguistic text thing to predict that aliens were coming 39 days after Joe Rogan
Or
interviews
if it's
Donald
Homer
Trump,
Simpson. I mean,
or Homer Simpson, or even the Babylon Bee. So, there's a lot of things that we need to just keep in mind and don't get overwhelmed by it. Don't get overwhelmed by it because we need to keep the Bible at the forefront. We don't have to be afraid of the world. Have the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other, and you're going to be able to get through for sure. And I know we want to pray for revival right now. And I'm going to ask you, Malachi, if you would pray. And I want to ask everybody to join with us. If you're believing for
Yes.
revival, type amen in the comments. I'm believing for
Yes.
revival and claim the area where you are believing that revival to break out in your wherever you're watching from, wherever you are, whatever school your kids might be going to, wherever it is that you are believing to see revival, let us know in the comments so that we can be joining with you. And everybody watching that, if you see another town there or a city and your spirit connects with that, pray and agree with
Yes.
them. So, Malachi, would you pray for
I would.
revival?
I would love to. And again, I believe in a revival, John, as I'm going to pray here in just 10 seconds, that prodigals come home, people are delivered, people are saved, churches are revived. So let's pray together, right? Holy Spirit, you are our best friend. And Lord, these unique, different prophetic words that these videos we've watched, and those that are watching now with us live, or those that will watch later, that they may be like, I don't know. But what we do know is you're the God who wants to revive. And I do believe, Lord, your hand is on Donald J. Trump. And I do believe there will be a purification coming. And I do believe, Lord, that with Joe Rogan interviewing him, Lord, who, Lord, even a year ago, no one would have thought that would have happened. And now it's happened. And so, God, that this strengthens my faith. This conversation makes me believe that prodigals will come home because you're the God that revives. That our churches that are on the verge of death will
God.
be resurrected to life. The denominations that have gone left and liberal, Lord, will be brought back to the truth and the sufficiency of the Word of God and the work of Jesus Christ. And so, may we be like the sons of Issachar, that we can discern the times. May we be men and women who have discerning of spirits, God. We don't just believe everything because we see it on YouTube. Lord, we test all
Amen.
things. We're like
Amen.
the Bereans, Lord. We're going to test these things. And we don't care. Or sometimes we got to be willing to look foolish at times to hold on to what we believe. But Lord, we believe it to be true. So God, send revival. Pour out your spirit. It's not the lottery, it's our inheritance. Pour
Yes.
out your spirit on
Yes, God.
everyone. Watch this video right now, that we would
Thank you, Jesus.
become walking revivals everywhere we go. And may this truly be a golden era in the days ahead, not just for the nation, not just for the economy, not, but Lord, for the Church of Jesus Christ, that we may be a part of your end time revival that's coming to the earth. In Jesus'
Amen.
name,
Amen.
amen.
Amen. Dr. Malachi, thank you so much for taking the time to give some commentary about these odd prophetic things that are coming out there that are going viral, because we really want to help people have understanding and discernment during these times. We don't want people to be falling away because of false doctrine or from the great deception. There's a lot of speculation of what that might actually be, but we want to protect ourselves, keep in the word, pray up, fast, vote, do what we need to do. Voting's already done. Get ready to vote for the next one. I mean,
Yes.
there's another election coming in a couple years. We got to be involved with that one too. And so I just want to encourage everybody, if you are not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please subscribe. You're going to find great content like this. All of the videos on our YouTube channel will encourage you. It'll help you dive deeper into your relationship with the Lord and understand things that you might not have ever known about before, especially when it comes to the Bible, Genesis chapter 6, Nephilim, aliens, the Great Deception, prophetic, all kinds of stuff is going to help you in your walk with the Lord. We just hit 75,000 subscribers. So thank you, everybody that has subscribed. If you're not subscribed, get subscribed right now and go to charismanews.com for breaking news from a spiritual perspective. I'm John Matarazzo, joined by Dr. Malachi O'Brien, and we'll see you next time. God bless.